We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys, Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
I mean, I just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
From the Hunger Games soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
Which I was not aware of. I mean, I knew they had a soundtrack. I didn't know Billy Strings was on it. I'm trying to get that that guy's wife's OnlyFans password. Remember story from yesterday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get those tickets.
Give me your tickets. I'll give you a lifetime pass to my wife's OnlyFans.
Yeah. She looked pretty good when Nine brought up. Research purposes, you know.
Yeah. Research purposes only. Incognito mode.
Yeah. There were no, she wasn't naked in any of them. It was just a preview.
You know who Chris Thiele is? He's a mandolinist.
Yeah, I've heard his name.
Yeah, I saw him play with Billy Strings, dude. They were good together.
I don't know how to say the name, so I'm not correcting you. What's his name?
Thiele. It's T-H-I-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I only know it because I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
They're really good.
He's good.
Yeah. He's a regular Mylon Miller.
Dude, yeah. I saw a picture.
No Doyle Lawson, though.
Billy Strings. He's a tiny little fella.
He is.
And he was standing beside Willie Nelson at Farm Aid. Good Lord, Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
I mean, when you beside Billy Strings and you even tinier, I mean, my God. He looked like my grandma if she never cut her hair or shaved.
Which one?
The nice one. Miss you, Nanny.
Not the farter?
Not the farter. Well, they both were.
Oh, they were ripping them.
One didn't acknowledge it. The other one laughed. Truth and consequences. This one's going to hit the fan. I mean, it's going to. If you are, this is fixed where the person can't hear this. I'm not talking crap. I just don't want to like
scare them off.
Yeah.
According to the setup, okay. It could change.
Well,
so I assume
if it's this point to where you don't feel, as my mother would say, comfortable enough to just tell them in person, then. It's going to hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
This is a done deal. Ain't no coming back from it.
Yeah, you're right.
I like to think so. All right, we can say names because, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's for sure long distance.
Bailey. Bailey?
Yes.
Hey.
Mercy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. But are you though? What a messy situation. I think.
Yeah.
Just reading the little 100-word little paragraph you sent in to us.
Mm-hmm.
But you write very well. Do you use AI with that? It's very well written. All the stuff.
You.
It's really good. So tell everybody, the the little detailed info here about what's going on, then who you're going to call. You know, they're making another Ghostbusters, by the way.
I saw that during wrestling last night. I had no idea it was coming out until I saw the advert.
God.
Yeah, no clue it existed.
Anyway. So you're going to tell everybody what's going on, and then ultimately who you're going to call.
Okay, perfect. So I'm originally from Illinois, and I'm a traveling nurse, so I travel pretty much pretty often. I went down to North Carolina, and I love it.
It's nice. It's a nice place.
I do love it. I love it.
What do you
love
best?
Love it.
What is it? The scenery?
It's real pretty. The scenery, the food is amazing. They have these beautiful rivers and waterfalls. We don't really see that in Illinois.
Their barbecue is almost as good as the stuff down here.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I've been working with this hospital for quite some time, and I was just offered a permanent position. So I want to talk to my boyfriend about it, and you let him know that I'm staying here, and either you're coming or you're not, but this is where I want to be.
What a I'm asking, look, I don't know you. I mean, you know me from, I guess, listening to the show or whatever, but
yes.
What is someone else caught your interest down here, or is it just these beautiful mountains and barbecue and waterfalls? Supposed to not chase those. Left Eye tried to warn
uh-huh.
She did, right? Well, I just love everything about it. I feel like at peace and at home here. I have my boyfriend, and he's not too thrilled about it. He's such a mean guy. He's a mean guy.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to him about this, and I don't really know how. I don't really know what his response would be. I don't think he'll be too thrilled about this, but
that's why you're doing it this way, because you kind of know what his response is going to be, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's thrilled about this at all to come.
Now, no, so the you haven't been working at this hospital, and, you know, here's what I'm saying, and is this a judgmental stereotype thing to say? Absolutely. Nurses are freaks, sexually speaking. And I just wonder, did you come down here and hook up? And you know, look, it happens. You know?
No, okay. It's not that. I totally love Austin. I really want him to be here with me. Every time I bring it up, he just, shuts me down. And there's just, no way around it.
But your mind's definitely made up. We can tell her mind's made up.
Her mind is absolutely made up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you live together up in the
yes
Midwest? Okay.
Yes, in Illinois.
Okay. Now, here's the other question. I can't imagine how much cost of living's got to be up there. I think that's one of the real pretty things about moving here is the cost of living.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that said, what might cost rent wise up there? $3,000 might only cost $1,500 down here. But that amount of money you're saving is paying for an entire place.
Yeah.
He's now stuck with the whole double time.
Yeah, he is.
The whole, if you, I'm assuming you're splitting the rent and whatnot. I mean, my God, that's real reason to be very angry. Of course, losing his girlfriend too, but still.
Well, why would he want to stay there and not move to North Carolina with her?
Yes, just move with me.
I've been to both places. North Carolina has mountains and hills and stuff. It's awesome there.
It is awesome. I've never been to Chilaga. I've never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's originally called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before they changed it to Chicago.
Yeah.
Started doing mean things on the weekend all the time. I'll tell you, man, if something's calling you here, is it a good opportunity? And would you fall out of love with that traveling thing? Because that's... the appeal of that, right, is to travel around. You know, you're not always working, so you get to see all these. It's like being a flight attendant, except you fix people's health.
Yeah,
I mean, this is my passion. I love helping people and just taking care of people. I've always, since I was a young girl, always wanted to be a nurse. So now I'm able to travel and do this. It's just, so amazing. I found where I want to stay. I love Austin. I want him to be with me, but he's acting like a dick.
Okay, well. Good way to say it.
What is that?
And one thing we have to remember here, too, is, well, you've already been traveling, and I wonder, moving and staying in one spot, you'll still be able to travel out of North Carolina. You'll still maintain the traveling job, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, but when you were traveling, living with him, everything was good and happy.
Yes. So, I think he's just stuck on Illinois.
Well, I think that...
He might be.
I think that the relationship may... I mean, if you can walk away from it and he says, hey, I'm not moving, and you're like, okay, fine, like that's done. Mm-hmm. But it also shows that the relationship was propped up by the fact y'all wasn't with each other, like, all the time. It was like, oh, I miss her. It gives you time to him and you both to long for each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think you find out, and rare is the relationship where where they absolutely would come first before everything else, or that person would. Because I think in most of them, there's something where I think there's something that could come between you. Something.
Something, yeah.
This is evidence of that.
All right, young lady. Hold your horses. We'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. She sounds sweet.
Yeah, she seemed cool.
Gotta ask her off there about the health issue.
One of yours or one of hers?
Yeah, I got sour belches and heartburn bad.
She eats marinara sauce.
See if there's something I can do here in the station to fix it.
It's always marinara sauce. Something marinara sauce whenever I have that. They had it here.
Well, you just drink it?
Usually.
Give me a shot of Prego, stat. All right,
we got a double of crazy souls.
We're going to take a break. She's going to say, I'm moving to North Carolina. You can stay in Illinois.
Illinois?
Anywhere.
Yeah, wherever it is.
I'm moving there, and we'll see how he reacts next. Truth and Consequences. Good morning, everybody.
This Intercontinental Champion Gunther, they call me the Ring General, and I would like to ring the Rise Guys next. Those puns. Listen to the Rise.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? The anxiety in this relationship that we've been talking about with Bailey and her boyfriend. They currently, she is a traveling nurse.
Yes.
Here's the thing I've often wondered about that. Why? Like, why do we need, I'm fine with it. I have no issues with it. I was just wondering, like, is this from the makers of Work From Home? Like, what, traveling nurse?
I
just can't stay put? Or what is that really about?
If I had to guess why it's
shortages,
a popular thing, there are shortages everywhere. Yeah. And it seems that the traveling aspect appeals to a lot of younger women who are the majority of the ones who graduate with nursing degrees. Right?
Wow.
Are you just talking crap? Are you seriously? You know that?
That was your butt, not mine.
No. Oh my God.
But that's just my, like, if I had to just come up with a theory, that'd be it.
Yeah.
That traveling definitely appeals to younger women, and younger women are the majority of the people who graduate with nursing degrees.
Are there traveling doctors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Doctors without degrees. There's one
of those. Some Wilberries.
Doctors without degrees.
There's some Wilberries that used to do it a lot.
Doctors without borders ain't special anymore because all them stores close.
Yeah.
Bookstore humor.
God dang it. It took me a second too. I should have been quicker with that. I was like, what is that? Oh, I get it. It's a bookstore. All right. I'm sure she loves the fact that we're doing a little mid show monologue right in the middle
of making puns.
Trying situation. Bailey, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Uh oh. Somebody's in the bathroom.
You heard right, Stan.
No.
Oh, you're not? You're in an empty theater? Like, what? It's wild.
I went into my office.
Oh.
Ooh.
Damn. Damn.
Big office. Very nice.
Yeah.
Unless, I told you I'm staying here.
Yeah. Well, I call my bathroom my office. Nevertheless, here's the thing. You're about to call. Are we at the, you know, you live together and it's your boyfriend, but is it the love of your life? Did you see this as one day, you know, he would be more than just a boyfriend?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I know he acts the way he acts, but I honestly thought that he would just come.
I see. Okay. We're going to call his number right now. Now, I assume that you know this, but the phone will ring. When he answers, you talk to him as though you're just calling him on your own. Mm-hmm. If he says, why is the number blocked, say it's a hospital number. I don't know why they would block it, but make up some excuse for that. And are you sure you want to do this? We didn't put you up to it, and you're not getting like tickets to next time to start
I
don't
know. No, this is totally 100% me. I just needed some assistance to do this.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous.
If he cusses now, we'll have to throw him on hold, and you too. So just don't hang up and think we're disconnected.
That's true. People at North
People from Chicago cuss a lot, I've heard.
A lot. Tend to.
Yes, they do.
Most of them.
All right. Ryan Sandberg being number one suspect.
Yeah.
The mouth on that man. You would think he was a savior.
Hey, what do you want?
Hey, babe, it's me.
Oh, why does it say you're in South Carolina? North Carolina wasn't bad enough for you?
I mean, well, you know, the hospital is like really close to the border, so I don't know.
You good? What's up?
Well, it sounds like you're, like, already in a bad mood, so I'll just make this easier.
Yeah, I'm in a bad mood. Do you think I haven't seen you in, like, 2 months already?
Yeah, babe, well, I mean, like, I love it here, and I'll be an idiot if I didn't take this permanent position, like, so I'm moving.
Oh, well, not this again, please. It's too early.
No, it isn't, and I'm not kidding. Like, I'm moving to North Carolina, and that's that.
So what you're saying is that we're going to break up? You're breaking up with me?
No, I didn't say that. You're welcome to move with me, and you can stay here. Like, or we'll just have to go our separate ways.
Oh, wow. You think I'm going to go move some Redneckville, some Hillbilly Hollow? I don't know what all that is. What you should know is that you're going to stay here with me, or you're down there by yourself.
What? I just told you I'm moving to North Carolina. I said it like 3 times.
Okay, so you're going to dump me to go play in some mud with some hicks, right? I don't know. Have you lost your mind or have you even graduated from college? What's wrong with you?
All right, see, like you're kind of a dick. And I didn't realize it until I came down here and find out what it's like to be around happy people in a happy place. Like, I'm just so much at peace here. I love it.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go. And you're not going to go without yourself. I'm telling you right now, I'm calling your bluff. You're probably going to be back in like 2 weeks.
That's fine. Well, maybe I'll just drive by your apartment in 3 weeks and wave goodbye from my U-Haul truck.
I don't believe it. Where's all this confidence coming from? What, you must have met some good old boy wants to make you his old lady or something.
That's actually a great idea. Hey, Rise Guys, can you help me find a date once I get moved?
Huh? Who? I'm not going to help you find nothing. What are you talking about?
Golly, bum, man. This is... Lord, there's a lot of us. Don't say any bad words, Austin. We're on the radio, live radio down here in South Carolina. That's why the number showed up in that way.
Not north.
So please don't cuss.
Please.
Oh. Is- So this is all a joke then, right? You're not moving anywhere.
No, I'm really moving, Austin.
It's not a prank or nothing. That'd be a bad prank.
And we don't hang out in the mud all the time, just when it rains a lot.
Yeah.
I was going to today.
Wait, you're telling me you're staying over there? This is so stupid. You're stupid. This is so stupid.
What?
You say you're stupid. This type of prank, but this is dumb.
Like she's really
moving. What is wrong with you?
Oh, you hung up.
I wouldn't put up with a man calling me stupid like that. If I heard somebody say that to my daughter, I'd beat his ass.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah.
I'd look at her first to get the nod. Like, I wouldn't want to like overstep.
Yeah.
But if she gave me the nod, like, go kick his ass. Go kick his ass, daddy.
Kick his ass, too.
Kick his ass, daddy. I would. That's bull crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a freaking nurse. God bless.
Yeah, plus he said stuff like, how'd you graduate from college? Or did you graduate? Something like, did you graduate from college? Stuff like that.
And also,
I thought he was talking to me.
See, I bet she did. He didn't, and that's why he says that he's insecure about it.
Oh, is that?
He's always an a-hole.
Yeah.
Then there's that.
It's that too.
Thank you for saying it that way.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
You've obviously been listening since you've been in North Carolina.
Yeah. Golly, bum man. I will respond to this text. This is kind of, Matt, you're even now. Listen to everything you said about Illinois before you called. True. Okay. I can't. I'd learned that from my daddy. When Johnny Carson one time made a joke about the South, my dad, he would never watch it anymore. Never would watch it because he's like, you know. He'd always say, you can make fun of me, but don't make fun of my kids. And I was like, there's more to make fun of about us than there is you, though, Daddy. Oh, Jesus Christ. But enough about me, Bailey. You're going to find somebody. There's a bunch of dudes already texting. Good Lord.
All 828 area codes.
The minute I say that, I click on that screen. I'm available. I'm single. Hey, give Bailey my number.
I like to bang.
Hey, ask her if she's on the gram.
Uh-huh.
That could mean a couple different things coming from 828 area code. Uh-huh. And many others.
Well, she got to go get her stuff, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's stressful.
That's going to give him time to apologize and worm his way back in.
Or not. Put her high heels in the bathtub and light them on fire.
Yeah.
Sorry.
A little reverse rising.
Put them in the freezer.
Yeah. You're going to cut up your pocketbooks and whatnot.
He's going to cut your panties in half.
Oh, no. That'd be a thong then.
Oh, he's going to cut the thongs in half.
Oh, God, that would suck.
You probably patch it together back there.
Could you patch it? Use some invisible tape? Who knows?
No, you might break it. Yeah. Sorry for your loss.
No, sorry for his loss. He lost, not her.
Yeah.
She's winning.
Yeah, she seems to be coming out on top in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm super excited about this move and my new life here up in the mountains in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you guys could just help me find a date or something.
Well, you'd be somebody's sugar mama for sure.
Yeah.
Who is a famous person you look like? That's something I always ask when it comes to these kind of, hey, hook me up or whatever. It's the easiest way to translate it instead of saying I'm 5'4", I have red hair, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A celebrity.
Who would be, I don't know, Megan Fox?
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
All right.
You sound thicker, though.
My God.
That's good. You're a thicker Megan Fox.
Oh, thickness is good, though, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no, yeah, okay.
Bigger butt.
All right. Bailey Fox.
Bigger hooters.
I've been wanting to bring back the P1 dating game, so if you're into that, we just can't, legally. We can allow you to exchange phone numbers. We can no longer sponsor the date.
Because then
if people go out afterwards and,
I know it sucks, but we can't sponsor the date and go with you or send anybody with you to make it real uncomfortable.
Can't provide transportation.
Yeah, can't do that either.
It's trafficking.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm financially stable.
Boom!
You get it, girl.
Okay. Bailey, have a good morning, okay? Welcome to our land.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day.
Thank you more.
I've been here since day one-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse Megan Fox, she probably doesn't do the weird stuff like drink blood.
I tell you, my ears are not as good as they used to be. I'm sitting here just painting a picture of what I thought she looked like, and I was just way off. Completely off. Way off.
She's beautiful.
Thicker Megan Fox is?
Yeah. But you know what? I watched Friday the other day. I don't say anything about her. I'm sure she was truthful. But I watched Friday the other day, and remember when Debbie's friend was coming to meet up with Smokey and said she looked like Janet Jackson? That's not always the best question to ask. Because sometimes Janet Jackson.
But being on the radio, that's one
I know.
Of the best ways to do it.
I know.
Because people say, I went to this concert, 10,000 people were there. In my mind, like, I can't, what's that look like? You know what I mean? I don't know what 10,000 people looks like versus 7.
You've seen 10,000 fists in the air before.
Oh. Yeah. It was an AEW show.
No, it wasn't.
We must have been octopuses there. Oh, man. All right. We'll get to your phone calls if there's any. I don't know, unless you just want to call. Okay, we can turn it into that. Dudes are interested in Bailey.
Yeah.
A thicker Megan Fox that's recently here from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Still got a little bit of that Illinois accent, but, you know, work past it. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com. The Rise Guys.
All right. Now, I know it happened last week, so I'm not one to start scandals or spread rumors. But is there another outage or something?
I mean,
because either that or for the first time in 21 years, even on like day 3 of this show, like that early. Hey, this girl just called in. She needs a date. Whammo. Everybody's just dialing. Even lesbians were made that day.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I can't find no man. Hey, Jennifer, how you?
Man, we started this show before we had smartphones. We started this show before.
Oh, my God.
Before we were 5 years in before the iPhone came out. Five and a half.
Responded as Carson Kressley just then.
Nearly 6 years in before the iPhone came out. Came out later that year. So, and since the smartphones come out, I'm convinced that people have become a lot more embarrassable. Like, they're a lot more embarrassed, a lot more anxious about a lot of things since they're always plugged into the internet now. It's been very bad for people in a lot of ways.
Yeah, because
especially us, because it's hard to get people to do stuff now.
If someone heard what might be you,
yeah,
or anyone as anonymous on the radio, they may not call you or even, yeah, they wouldn't call you. There's no smartphone. They wouldn't text you either. They might not call you and say, hey, are you and Carol all right?
Yeah.
Because I heard a guy sound just like you.
Yeah.
And I noticed you was on your phone outside. But
mm-hmm. I'll get that sometimes. Like, you could be anonymous. They're like, oh, man, somebody's going to know. Nobody's going to know.
I'm known around here. They know me.
Think about what I'm onto right here. I'm going to give you some examples. The father puckers, the sucking sibs, the chicken game, the lingerie twisters, and all that.
To the radio station butt naked.
All that kind of stuff happened before smartphones were pervasive. Some of those things happened after the iPhone was out and stuff, but before everybody had them. Before everybody was on smartphones is when we, like, I mean, all that stuff happened before about 2010 or 11.
Depending on how you look at it and feel about society, that might be a good thing, though. Because those things you just mentioned, sucking sibs was when,
she was good looking, too, the last one.
Stepbrother and stepsister came in and made out.
For Dave Matthews Band tickets.
For Dave Matthews Band tickets.
Yeah.
Back
when, like, 30,000 people went to Dave shows, too, back in them days.
You played what we'll now call homosexual chicken.
Yeah.
Where two dudes would just start walking toward each other. And it just happened to be, I knew one of the dudes, but he backed out of it. He's the one who fell out of it.
He's the one I figured wouldn't have, too.
And then Mother Puckers was when, was it stepmom? God, it's such,
I don't remember.
I feel awful about that now.
Yeah,
that
I
was awkward.
I think it was full on straight mother and son.
But Father Puckers was the shark jumper.
I guess the point I'm making is because back before smartphones were pervasive, we could talk people into doing really stupid stuff they shouldn't have been doing. Now we can't get anybody to participate.
Mm-mm. Mile of meat? That was great.
Yeah, but again, before smartphones.
But even I totally agree with all that. I'm just saying a girl who is a nurse, mm-hmm. that is a traveling nurse, and notice when I said nurses are freaks, sexually speaking.
Yeah.
No denial.
No, no.
Matter of fact, when I said that,
some people text in to agree. Yeah.
They know it's true.
Somebody who didn't hear it text in at the very end said nurses can be freaky.
Yeah. So she's like, hey, I'll do the dating game. Nary a call. I'm just being.
You're intimidated.
Management probably despises I'm saying this. No one is calling to date this girl.
I was about to say exactly what Fatboy said. I bet a woman like that intimidates a lot of dudes. Like, she's
got to.
Why?
She just put him in his place.
She makes good money. She just walked away from a dude. Like she just kind of dropped that dude and said, I'm doing what I want to do. And she makes good money, has her own money.
She's too far away from me. Plus, yeah. Megan Fox. Oh, no. I just.
Too hot.
I'd start wearing, like, you know, white Doc Martens. Yeah. I'd have my hair spiked.
Yeah, you'd be playing little tiny pink guitars.
I'd get my whole upper body tattooed completely black.
I didn't, the upper body surprised me.
Then she would machine gun Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe he's horrible black actress. Chest.
Mm-hmm.
He's in black chest now.
I like the white Doc Martens, though.
Well, you would.
I do.
They look fine on a woman.
For me, they're cute.
Yeah, they'd be cute on a woman. You're right.
Now, if you're wearing the black ones with white shoelaces in them, hey.
Better that than red.
I was about to say, just don't pair it with the red suspenders.
Yeah.
It's a look.
Yeah. God, man.
What, fat boy?
I don't want trollers either.
You don't call us and say it's the wrong number.
That's
somebody who got nervous when they heard Fat Boy answer the phone.
Yep.
I got the wrong number. I didn't want to.
Isn't there like too many numbers? How do you call us and say it's the wrong number?
I've had
Jesus.
People call and think it's their bank.
Somebody just pussed out.
Asked me about their deposit. I said, I have no earthly idea, dude.
Just make up a fun number. I mean, they seem surprised you made their day.
You have $1 million.
Here are the people who still want to participate. Ask her if she wants to date a couple. Swingers always want some action. Swingers don't quit. They don't give up. They're ever optimistic. They're always on the prowl. They never, ever, ever miss an opportunity.
I ain't going to be a part of no putting together no thruple thing. Yeah. I mean, that's like, come on.
There's that reality show I see on one of the streaming things, Couple to Thruple. Oh, I haven't watched it. I've just seen it on there.
That sounds like a mess.
Yeah, I mean, literally, who's going to do the laundry?
Yeah, let's add some alcohol on an island and get you drunk and then see if the other person likes it.
Hold on. I think we're getting a nibble.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I sound like Andy and Ope out by the river. Oh, boy.
Do you want to talk to Anonymous?
Yeah.
Look.
Hey, man. Hey, Anonymous.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Don't troll, like, for real. You interested in maybe talking to Bailey, seeing if it goes somewhere?
Sure.
Okay. You don't hang up. Yeah. Ain't talking you into it.
Sure. Oh, hey, Megan, man.
I love that, man. It's like, Rise Guys, how you doing? Hey, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll talk about whatever. Well, okay. Maybe if it was like, you know, month one of the show.
I get that with what you do on the show, Fat Boy, as far as like, because, you know, you put them on and then you put a little note on there about what they want to talk about. But some of the best calls have been where they sounded like they were just going to be, you know, flat, dull calls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you start like hearing a little something in there and you start, I think that's how we met Party Man Dan.
I think it is.
God.
I mean, he so called there. In. It was such a boring call, dull. I nodded off.
It was at first.
And then he said something, and I was like, wait a minute. And then I had another follow-up, and then another follow-up.
I think he talked about his grandpa getting boner pills.
That was exactly where it went.
At the VA. I thought he said VFW.
So far, Bailey's gotten offers to be in a thruple and to be the merch girl for Black River Rebels.
Hey, there's make more money.
Yeah.
She'll probably catch a couple at the show.
Yeah, yeah. A
couple eggplants, you know?
She wants love. She's not wanting to be in a threesome.
She don't have time for it. She's probably working a lot.
What? Nurses work like 312s a week usually?
Oh, they work 140.
But she still travels.
140?
They're overworked is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But then again, if she's all stressed out, you know, she's going to really put it on you.
She needs somebody to relieve that stress.
Talk about that thing.
I am really shocked.
Me too,
this.
Man. I'm blown away.
I'm wondering now, like, if there's some kind of outage. Except for that one guy who called in.
He said, yeah, sure.
He's I'll
do
I'm
it.
Gay.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Hey, will you go see if the water is deep enough? Go jump off that cliff. All right. Hold my beer. My gosh. And I ain't going to read none of you awful texts. When I say awful, I ain't talking like they're perverse.
Something has changed with dudes, too, I think, where dudes used to be like, they would play out of their league more. Like, she ain't out of my league. Now I think they think everybody is more so. Something's flip-flopped in that way.
I'm the opposite of that. I'm always. But that's degrading in myself by saying that.
Don't do that. I don't want you to do that.
I'm just pulling myself out of this hole I dug.
Yeah. Let's build yourself back up.
Yeah. I'm also making them feel good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Put your finger down.
None of them listen anymore. See, that's the thing. That's why I can't ever date another listener.
You guys run them off?
I run them off. Yeah, true. That boy told me he got blocked by one on it.
They did.
Yeah. Aww, it's kind of a surprise.
Nice. Yeah.
Whatever.
Paige.
Yeah, why would it?
Would you like to date Bailey?
I'd hang out with Bailey in North Carolina. I got two houses.
With your tops off?
Damn. Yeah. Did you hear that little slide in there? I got two houses up there.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. She can come swim in my lake. I don't care.
What does that mean? Okay.
You're so dirty.
Two lips.
Yeah.
Paige.
Hey.
What's up in the place?
It's always sex with you boys. A metal singer was doing something unthinkable to his bandmate to try to steal his girl. I'll tell you what he did to his buddy next in your Ice Guys headlines.
Unthinkable.
Yeah, this is so cruel.
Okay. I had a move I would do, but it wasn't like cruel. I would just tell them I think he's gay. If I was into them, I would do that.
She said, how do you know? So don't worry about it.
I never thought about the follow-up question. That's a good point. All right, morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.